excited. You know, it's a great honor to have the peers and coaches around the league vote for you, and especially the fans. But, you know, that's in February. We got a lot more things that we're concerned about coming up now. So, but other than that, I'm just really excited. I was really glad to hear the news. But as a team, we got a lot more football we want to play before then.
But that being said, the fact that there aren't so many guys speaks to the level that the team has had overall this year. Is that?
Yeah, probably. You know, winning has something to do with that. But, you know, those guys are going out and playing hard every play. So it's good to see that, you know, the guys get some credit and, you know, they deserve it.
Dan, when Tom has a game that may not be up to his expectations, which I know are tremendously high, how would you characterize the way he approaches the week after? In other words, going into next game?
You know, I don't think he approaches any week any differently. You know, maybe he wants to play a little bit better, but, you know, he comes in every week, and he's the first one here. He's the last one to leave. He puts so much into his game and helping everybody around him develop their game. You know, it's hard to say that if he doesn't have it one week that he comes in the next week and is working that much harder, because he really does it all the time.
How much of a key has the continuity of the guys on the line, who most of you guys have been here for at least two, three, four years together? How much has that played a role in the success you guys have had?
You know, it plays a role. You know, knowing the guy around you, and especially the guys around you, has a lot to do with line play. It's just who you feel comfortable with. You know what they're going to do. They know what you're going to do. So when you have that continuity and trust along the line, it helps a great deal.
Is this Tom's best year individually? Have you seen him do things this year that he hasn't done in the past? Obviously, he has different receivers, but just smaller things that maybe he's at,
you know,
top of his game.
That's kind of hard to answer right now because, you know, we're so involved in the season. It's kind of hard to look outside. You know, I couldn't even tell you anybody's best year or something like that. It's just you're so involved with the weeks, you just try and focus on that week and not look past or future.
Putting aside all the touchdown stats, passing yard stats and all that, how much pride do you guys take as an offense as a whole in the low sack totals, low interception totals, keeping Tom clean? How much pride do you take in that?
I mean, that's our job. You know, we got to take a great deal of pride in that. It's our responsibility to keep guys off them and give them time to throw the ball. And, you know, everybody's involved here. The receiver's got to get open. Back's got to block. We got to block. And, you know, Tom's got to find the guy. So when we're being successful, it's because everybody's performing.
And one thing this team has never been able to do is go undefeated in the division. Is that a little bit of extra motivation this week to be able to wrap that up?
You know, I think the motivation is we're playing Miami on Sunday. You know, it's one of our rivals and a great opponent. And, you know, just going out there and play is motivation enough.